I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Iron Brew podcast, Brad Mell, Matt Blanchard and Matt Ellis. So after a really good start against Yeovil, we've obviously had two away games since then, Maidenhead and Woking, and two very disappointing results. We're going to have a chat about those in just a minute, but I think let's just go over maybe one bit of news that's happened from the club in the week, because I think it is worth a mention. Jack Moore-Billam's been sent out on loan to Cleethorpes for a month. And, you know, obviously, if you remember back, he played a bit at the end of last season, didn't he? And I thought he was quite good. So I know there's all sorts of things in this league. I think it's only five subs, isn't it? And that obviously, you know, who you're going to put on your bench, that type of thing. But, you know, a bit of a strange one to send him out, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it is for me. He certainly wouldn't have been top of my list to send out on loan. I think he showed enough at the back end of last season to show he's a decent player. You know, I think he was quite good on the ball, and you know, it was obviously very difficult circumstances last season. So I would have liked seeing a little bit more of him this season, and I'm sure we will. You know, as the season goes on, so obviously I think it's only a month, isn't it? Initially, just to see how he gets on. But I think that's probably coming to the thinking really that there's only five subs. There's obviously other central midfielders. You're thinking Gallimore and players like that who can slot in there. And obviously Rowe came on in kind of central midfield last night. I think it's just there's probably just too many players for that position at the moment. And I guess Cleethorpes have come in for him, checking on his availability. And it probably does work for the short term. But I think long term, he was one that I'd like to see kind of integrated, because I think he did have something about him last season.
Right, should we move to the games then? So as I say, a couple of disappointing results. We'll start with Maidenhead, but actually, Matt, it's unchanged, isn't it, from the Saturday before, which not a surprise. Maybe just a couple of thoughts from you on Yeovil before we go into the away games, because I think, you know, we're still very early, aren't we? But it was a decent start. So maybe just a couple of thoughts from you on that.
Yeah, it was. You know, I think we got the job done. Obviously, towards the end of the game, it was a little bit sort of hairy, you know, the last few minutes. I know they had that chance right at the end. But I thought it was important we kind of held on, because we all know how last season ended. You know, at times I thought at 2-0 we were quite comfortable. And then, you know, you saw the goal go in, and it was kind of, can we hold on? Can we go on and get another goal? And I think we could have done. I think we had chances, obviously, to put the game to bed. But yeah, the most important thing was kind of just getting over the line, getting the 3 points. And I think we played some good stuff at times. I know Yeovil, I mean, for me, they didn't look that good. However, since then, they've gone on to get a couple of decent results. So, you know, it's still early days in the league. I think everyone's taking points off everyone. There's no one sort of won all the games so far. And I think that's kind of the way it's going to be. So, yeah, I mean, it was nice to get off the mark, you know, get those points in early. But, you know, in typical fashion, you get a few more fans in. Obviously, great atmosphere. I think, obviously, a lot of people at the club did some good work on the band and everything. I think that kind of went down really well. I know you guys spoke about it last week. That was obviously well received. And, you know, it was like a really good atmosphere down there for the first time in a long time. And given not a lot's changed, you know, on the pitch, that's the first time we'd seen them. You know, that was just really people saying, fair enough, you know, there's been some effort put in. I'll go down, see what it's all about. And obviously we got the win, which was great. But then, yeah, typical fashion, we go and lose two away games. And I think the big test really for the club now is looking ahead to the game on Saturday. Obviously, there was a decent turnout for the Yeovil game. Are those fans going to turn up for the Solihull game? Because I think ultimately, you know, the off the field experience, match day experience is great, and you know, fair play, the club got it right for Yeovil. But it's going to come down to sort of results, and if results start going the wrong way, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks, I think fans again, you know, they're not going to come just for the face painting and the beer and the music. You know, there's got to be more to it than that. So hopefully, you know, these two results this week should act as a bit of a wake-up call. You know, it's not been good enough. And yeah, I think you only have to look at other teams that have come down into this division. Obviously, Southend. I've had a few Southend fans tweeting saying, you know, welcome to the National League. This is what it's all about. And, you know, it's just disappointing after that first win that we've kind of, we're seeing the same errors as last season creeping back in. But, you know, it's still early days and we'll have to see how we go. But it is worrying. You know, we started off really well. And, you know, we've kind of fallen back into old habits, really, which is disappointing.
Yeah, well, I say, I mean, as you mentioned there, it is early days, but I think there are sort of some things that's worth mentioning. I think, you know, they generally say, don't you, 10 games is you get a good idea of where you're going to be. I do wonder if it might be sort of sooner this time around. I think after 5 or 6, I think we might get a bit of an idea of how this is going to go. I mean, like you say, nobody's won every game so far. I think even the teams that, you know, down as for most people to be favourites to go up this season, they're dropping points, aren't they? So I think it's going to be a bit of a strange season. But I mean, Maidenhead, you went, Matt. I mean, I listened to it. I think, Matt, you listened to it as well, didn't you? So, yeah, what did you make of it, sort of first half especially?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't actually think we really deserve to be 3-0 down at half-time. It's just one of those games, really. Not a lot in the game. Obviously, Nuttall has a header fairly early on. I think if he scores that, you know, it might be a different game, might be a different outcome. But yeah, there was really nothing in it up until that drinks break. And I think for whatever reason, completely switched off after that. Just not doing our, you know, the basic jobs, you know, tracking men, stopping balls into the box and obviously defending balls into the box. I think obviously the first game, Yeovil, we defended fairly well, I would say. I think that's fair to say. But since then, we just haven't been able to deal with balls into the box. And, you know, it's cost us and it obviously cost us on Saturday heavily because, you know, 3 balls in the box, 3 goals. And from a Maidenhead point of view, I think they'll be really happy with that. I think the first one, they'll think, you know, it's really well worked. But from our point of view, it's just not good enough defensively. And I think, you know, that I saw a few people singling out O'Malley for that first goal. You know, I don't think it's all down to him. I think there's other players that are kind of involved in that move. And I think ultimately, O'Malley felt like he had to kind of go to the ball. I think Whitehouse didn't really track the runner that O'Malley had left. I think
I'd say there's still options because it's down the right side, isn't it? It's a bit of a low ball across. There's still a player, you know, that taps it in. There's nobody on him really.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that was the key thing. If O'Malley went and he was obviously drawn out of position, he obviously felt like he had to go. Whitehouse really should have been tracking that runner who ended up putting the ball into the box. And, you know, I thought Whitehouse had a good game against Yeovil, but obviously at the weekend, didn't, you know, I think the midfield two were fairly anonymous, really. Butterfield, again, didn't really have the best of games. And obviously, last night, Whitehouse came off really early as well. So, you know, he's had a bit of a bad week, I would say. But yeah, the ball into the box, I mean, it's just basics, isn't it? And for whatever reason, Boyce just completely leaves his man, just kind of goes to the ball, and it's an easy tapping for him. And until then, you know, I wouldn't say we were in control of the game by any stretch, but we didn't really look like we were going to concede. You know, there was nothing in it. And yeah, just again, lapsing concentration, I guess, after the drinks break. And once the first one goes in, I think, you know, we just go to pieces a little bit. And, you know, they just keep going after that. And I think that was probably, you know, a bit of a wake up call, really, that I think they had one just before when it was a poor finish really from the striker. But other than that, you know, I think they finished the chances pretty well when they came. And I don't know, I think maybe fans were a little bit surprised at how clinical they were when they were given the opportunities. But yeah, they took them really well. And you know, I wouldn't say they deserve to be 3-0 up, but I would say that they deserve to be up at the break, because, you know, that second part of the first half just wasn't really good enough.
It's not great, is it? I mean, I didn't watch the game on Saturday. I've seen the extended highlights, which were an eye-opener, really. And I was kind of listening to the game on and off on the radio on Whitby Beach, actually, as it happened. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a shock after the good performance against Yeovil, and there was kind of nothing that we saw in that. to suggest that we will be sort of 3-0 down at halftime, you know, on Saturday. So, you know, it was a bit of a shock. We just, you know, from what I've seen, it's just the defensive errors again, isn't it? Same as last season. We just don't seem to be able to keep a clean sheet for some reason. We can't, you know, concentrate consistently. You know, if that, you know, the defense on the midfield, you know, all the different phases of play, there just seems to be a lapse in concentration for a decent amount of that, which just allows easy goals, really. And they're not special goals, are they? It's not great play or anything like that. You know, it's they're relatively simple balls into the box. Obviously, well, you know,
the thing is about it, really, is I know the third one's from a corner, isn't it? I mean, it's a bit of a weak cross in, and somebody's, you know, had a touch on it to tap it in. The first two are very, very similar goals. And actually, and I don't know, because they've not posted them yet as we're recording this, I've not seen highlights from last night either. But from reading the sort of breakdown, it does sound as though the first goal from last night as well, again, is very similar. It's sort of down one side, it's sort of a low ball in, and then somebody's there to sort of meet it. And that's the worrying thing for me, is that it's seemingly more or less the same goal that we're conceding.
Yeah, we're not conceding screamers. They're not penalties. They're not goals direct from free kicks. As you said, they're very, very similar goals to a you know, very similar play. But really, it's to just get the ball into the box, whether that's relatively high or whether that's cut back from the byline. For some reason, we just cannot seem to deal with that. And that's like what, 6 goals conceded in 3 games, and it's, you know, this is with experienced defenders at this level, you know, like Boyce, loads of experience in the Football League and at this level, and Taft obviously experience higher than League Two, and you know O'Malley is not a bad left back by any stretch of the imagination. Dewhurst, he looks a bit shaky, but he seems okay. You know, and then we don't really know that much about Ogle, really, even though I think he's been pretty good from what I've seen so far. So it's like, what on earth is going wrong? And why do we keep shipping these really simple goals? I mean, teams do that in this division. I've watched as many highlights as I can get my hands on, just because I find it really interesting, just to see new teams play and stuff like that. Because obviously it's completely unknown for us. You know, when they come up on YouTube, or when I can find them, and most of the goals that go in, they're from set pieces. There's a lot of set piece goals conceded in this division, and you know, we've not really shipped like what, one from a set piece at the weekend, I think. You know, and other than that, it's just been from open play. So it's obviously something we're not doing in that phase of play to look after the ball, to keep the marking where it should be. You know, and it's relatively basic. And you know, you kind of expect maybe something like that once a game, but when you're shipping 2 or 3 goals from similar kind of circumstances in the game, you're getting a bit worried, really, especially with the experience in the team, because this is a team on paper that should really be able to compete against any team in this league. You know, whether that's from the top, whether that's from the bottom, the quality should be there to compete. And through big phases of play so far, apart from the Oval game, we've not competed adequately in these phases of play. And as a consequence, we're conceding a lot of goals. So, you know, what on earth is going wrong? You know, the manager is experienced. You know, we've not got a novice manager. You know, Keith's been there. He's done that. You know what I mean? He's got a good record with the clubs. He's got a terrible record with us, by the way. Of course, we know that. But what I just don't understand it. You know, you thought we would have kind of shaken that sort of amateurish sort of schoolboy conceding of goals like a sieve from last season. We come down, we change 85% of the squad. We bring in some real experience. We play well against Yeovil. And then is it away games? Can we just, for some reason, not deal with away games? Is it a psychological thing?
Was it formation as well? Yeah, I mean, we changed the formation last night.
How many times did it change?
It's not going to help, is it?
No, it's not. And there was very few formation changes against Yeovil because we were relatively solid and we seemed to know what we were doing. But like for last night, as I didn't go, however, I was listening to the comms and Atkins was absolutely baffled. He's like, I'm not really sure, you know, what formation they're playing now. And for sort of like a lot of the commentary, the you know, the new commentator and Nige were trying to work out what formation we were playing, and it was every 5 minutes. It was like, Colin Daniels moved to the other side. Feeney is now on the other side. You know, Nuttall is now on the right wing. And by the way, explain that one to me. You know, striker, terrible goal record, bags two goals at the weekend, and you move him from the forward position into a wide position. I mean, that makes no sense to me, by the way. And I don't know what on earth Hill was doing with that. That was a strange one. But yeah, I mean, it is concerning, isn't it? But we are early into the season, and I think that we will be absolutely fine at home. You know, just as we're kind of recording this, I'm just streaming the Solihull and York game. And I can see, you know, these are two teams that pass it around a lot. Solihull, you know, very much so. The ball's been on the floor and they've looked really good, created a couple of chances. But that's how I think Hill wants us to play. Like, do you know what I mean? So it would be an interesting game on Saturday. You know,
It's how we did play at Yeovil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think we'll be okay on Saturday against Solihull, who, again, one of the teams going to be challenging for promotion. But as soon as we go away from home and play seemingly any other team, we just don't know what to do. We're like a rabbit in the headlights. We can't seem to find the formula to keep the, you know, the goals against down. You know, so it's incredibly sort of disappointing, and it's really sort of annoying that this is kind of carried over into, you know, when we've dropped down. You know, it is a difficult league, but again, the quality is lower than it is at League Two. There's no doubt about that. It's not the same quality. You know, so we should be doing better, but you know, we've played, you know, three relatively middle of the road teams in this league. You know, how are we going to perform once we go away somewhere like Chesterfield? You know, go away somewhere like, I mean, Gateshead are doing really well, even though they just come up, but again, go somewhere like that, or indeed like go to York, go to Solihull, you know, go to Wrexham, go to Notts County. You know, is it going to be a cricket score? I mean, I can't see anything else.
Well, the thing is, we've got to remember, you know, like you said before, we don't know these teams, a lot of this, but we're in this league for a reason, you know, and we've come down last season, but we've avoided it for about 2 or 3 years, really. We could have come down any one of those seasons. So, like, it's not a case of, I don't think there should be a sort of shell shock nature, which I know is sort of some comments that came out last night, because, you know, we're here, you know, we deserve to be here, really.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, you look at the two games, for me, obviously the weekend, it was so hot down there, you know, it was 34 degrees, something like that. And it was a very odd game. It felt like a training game at times. And I think potentially, you know, it's difficult. It probably was difficult for the players, you know, from both sides, because it was quite slow paced, things like that. So, you know, I was kind of willing to let that one slide in a way, because, you know, it was hot out there. Conditions weren't ideal. But last night, you know, obviously didn't go to the game last night, but heard from people that did. You know, they were coming out with things, outrun, outworked, outmuscled, you know, and I think that's the worrying thing, because we know teams are going to do that coming up against us. I think, obviously, we know our flaws, things like that, but I think teams, you know, at this level will see us as a big scalp, really. I think, you know, Maidenhead probably did, Woking probably did. You know, I think Woking on their website was saying we were promotion chasers. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I think that's how some of these teams view us. So, you know, the bare minimum really is to match their work rate and kind of commitment and things like that. And I think we did see that the Yeovil game. I think that, you know, you can't knock on for that. I think it was a decent performance. But since then, I don't think we've kind of matched the opposition at times for that intensity, work rate, commitment, things like that. And for me, that's worrying. You know, we were told we had a really fit side. Hill said he was going to get them ready, fit. We're going to be one of the fittest teams in the league. I'm yet to really see evidence of that, really. You know, I've not seen much of it. So we'll just see. But I think there's definitely been some warning signs this week. And I think you've mentioned their formations, things like that, and how many times we've kind of chopped and changed last night.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Again, it wasn't long ago, Hill was saying, you know, I'm not going to confuse the players. I can't confuse them. We're going to stick to relatively, you know, simple formation, simple tactics. And it just seems for me, I know you say that the players are sort of rabbit in the headlights a little bit, but I think Hill potentially is at times. I think last night we saw that. Obviously, he's trying to impact the game. We go down early 1-0. But to make that many changes, I mean, at the end of the day, we're just bloggers. So, you know, what do we know? But you're listening to Nige, you know, managed at a very high level. And, you know, even he seemed a little bit confused about what was going on. I think you said that, man. You know, it appeared he was, you know, he was trying to work it out, trying to find, like, sort of work out who's playing where. And I just think, yeah, he's... I don't want to get drawn into format. We should be playing 4-4-2. We should be doing this. We should be doing that. Because, you know, I do think there is room to manoeuvre a little bit in kind of formations and things like that, depending on who we're playing. You know, I don't think it's easy. People say you should just play 4-4-2 every week. I know historically we've done that and it's kind of played to our strengths. Have we got the players to do that at the moment? I don't know. But I do think the way we're playing at the moment is kind of exposing certain players and sort of our weaknesses a little bit. And I think it's not particularly helping the defence. And we've seen that, you know, last night, obviously 2-0, could have been 4-5 by the sound of things. And obviously at the weekend, shipping goals. So first things first, we've got to tighten up and, you know, we've got to go from there, really. We've obviously seen we can score. We've scored a couple of goals, which is good in two games. But I wouldn't be surprised to see a few changes at the weekend. And it'd be interesting to see what he does with O'Malley, because you've got someone there who's creating a lot. He's obviously got a couple of assists already this season. If you bring Cozy in there, does he shore it up? You know, does he offer more defensively? I'm not sure. Thinking back to his time, I mean, I can't really remember too much. You know, I think he had a few good games at left back, but overall... You know, I don't think he was an outstanding fullback by any stretch. But it'd be interesting to see if he does that and maybe try and shore it up a little bit that way. But for me, the defence just isn't quite right at the minute. But it does seem to be O'Malley's side. And I'm not saying it's just all down to him. I think, you know, he needs some help. And I don't think he's quite getting that at the moment. So I do expect changes sort of heading into the weekend.
You mentioned O'Malley there with that assist, and obviously that's for one of Nuttall's goals at the weekend at Maidenhead. I think let's just have a focus on that, because even though three down at half-time, do get two back, he scores twice, doesn't he? I think there is something to be said for that, because I do think last season or season before, three down, I don't think we would have come back. I don't think we'd have scored, you know, one, let alone two. And obviously, you know, I know in the end it didn't make much difference, but like you say, there was chances in that game, and obviously Carver's had one. I think Feeney's at the bar as well, hasn't he? So there's options, but to get to and, you know, to get that penalty straight away, which I think was actually really well taken, by the way, and then obviously another header. I suppose that there's surely some positive to take from that.
Well, I mean, there is, and I think one of our problems is still think we worry too much about the opposition and what the opposition can do to us, and really. Our strengths are actually going forward. You know, it's certainly not in defence. and so far this season, we've created a lot of chances. You know, at the weekend, we probably should have scored, you know, what, six goals. You know, honestly, we should have got a point from that game. The defending was awful, but we could probably have outscored the opposition. And, the sheer amount of chances we created is promising, because that's something we really struggled to do last year. And so really what I'd like to see, rather than us try and worry too much about what the opposition can offer, really you know, we probably will be able to outscore most teams in this division if that's how we set up to play. You know, because against Yeovil, again, we should have won about 3-4-1. We should have at least drawn at the weekend. I'm not too sure about last night because I've not seen the highlights. But, you know, especially at home, we should be on the front foot most of the time, even against good teams like Solihull, because they'll still be relatively vulnerable in defence, especially with the players we've got on the pitch. You know, Butterfield, Feeney, you know, Nuttall as well, who I think has been decent so far. Really, as I said earlier, I'm just absolutely baffled that he was put out on the wing last night. Christ knows why. But do you know what I mean? We seem to be overthinking it. You know, and there's some overthought in there if we've decided to put our striker who's just scored two goals out on the wing. You know, that has to be the back of your mind. Like, what else can I do to accommodate him to stay where he was at the weekend where he scored two goals? You know, anybody else can go out on the wing, you know, whatever it is. You know, we had two wingers on the pitch last night. We had Feeney and we had Wilson. Both of them could have played on opposite wings and Carver could have played next to Nuttall. There was no reason for Nuttall to be out wide in the channels at all. It was, you know, absolutely a complete waste of time. So, you know, are we overthinking it a little bit? Because it was very simple against Yeovil. We turned up, we played the formation we wanted to play from the start for most of the game. We created a lot of opportunities and we deserved to win. It was as simple as that. If we had done the same thing for the past two games, would we have got more of a positive result? Because I didn't see that much reason to change it too much after a really good performance against Yeovil and a second half against Maidenhead on Saturday, where we won the second half, if you like. We should have scored a lot more goals. So really, it was very, very strange. And, you know, as you said, Matt, you know, kind of the manager said he wasn't going to chop it and change it too much. But yesterday was like an absolute roller coaster of what on earth are we playing? What formation is this? Where is that player? What's going on? And who does that benefit, really? Because it's sort of instructions on the fly constantly throughout the game. At the time when we look relatively shaky at the back, you know, does that make any sense? I'm not a football manager, but from where I'm sat, it looks a bit strange. So some baffling managerial decisions sort of last night, really. What we'd all like to see is again, go back to basics on Saturday. You know, we're playing a good team. However, if we play the way we can play and to a solid formation with the players in the right positions, no square pegs for round holes. There was none of that against Yeovil. There was plenty of that last night. So let's not have any more of that. And then we can, you know, play on the front foot and we should be able to get a good result against Solihull, who are one of the better teams in the league at home. And people start to calm down a little bit, you know. But the worry is we overthink it too much on Saturday and we lose again. And that's, you know, three losses in a row and we're back to last season and the confidence will be through the floor after one good win against Yeovil. And so, you know, he's really got to get it right on Saturday.
Would you be expecting many changes?
I'd like to see him go back to exactly what we were playing against Yeovil. If fitness allows, obviously, I would like to see the same team and the same formation and nothing more than that, really.
But on the other hand of that, that is what we did go into Maidenhead with. And obviously, that's the team that still did the first half in that game.
Yeah, you know, that is fair enough. And obviously, he started last night with the team that ended the Maidenhead game because obviously they've got the goals back, they looked okay. And, you know, it's just not worked. So I do think there will be changes, definitely. It's going to be interesting whether he does go with Carver and Nuttall together. I mean, I'm the same as you guys, really. I'd like to see them up front as a pair and not sort of Nuttall out on the wing. You know, I think Nuttall, you know, people are still giving him a bit of stick. He's obviously scored a couple of goals. I think defensively as well, from corners and things like that, you know, he does get his head to a lot of those corners into our box. He does a lot of defensive work. But again, when he's trying to track back on the wing or from out wide, you know, that's not his game, is it? You know, he is a striker, and having to kind of track back, defend, does that leave us exposed a little bit? I don't know. I mean, for me, it's just not ideal that he's out there. I think, as Matt rightly said, he's obviously a confidence player. I think that's fair to say. He's obviously got his goals, and yeah, you kind of move him to an area of the pitch where he's less likely to score. To me, that doesn't add up particularly. But I do think when Carver came on against Maidenhead, he put himself about and probably deserved a start, really, last night. So, yeah, it's difficult. I do think there will be changes, though. I think he will be tempted now. Cozy's had a bit of a run to throw him in and see what he can do. Again, do I think that's going to improve us defensively? I'm not particularly sure. But it's going to be a good test up against one of the best sides. I mean, they came in the FA Cup, didn't they? Was it last year or the year before? And they absolutely, you know, they played us off the pitch that day. So it's going to be interesting to see sort of how far we've come, really, since then. Obviously, we're in a lower division, but yeah, it's a chance to kind of put that right, because that was a really poor result. No one really expected it, and they came and rolled us over pretty easily. And you know, it's one we've kind of got to get right, because all of a sudden, you know, if we lose that, three defeats on the bounce, that soon can turn into to even more. And you're looking at some of the games coming up. You know, we've got quite a few interesting ones. Bromley, for example, it's a plastic pitch, isn't it? It's the 4G, 3G, whatever pitch. So that's going to be interesting. You know, but none of our players are particularly used to it. I think I know a Grimsby fan that was saying that when they went there and were playing some of these teams, that certain players with injuries, like little niggling injuries, sort of knee injuries, things like that, they just couldn't play because it aggravated things like that. So it's going to be interesting how we kind of deal with those games coming up. It's just completely new to us, really, that kind of situation. And I think that's just what it's going to be like all season. There's going to be some surprises. But I do think, I'm hoping anyway, that given Solihull like to get the ball down, play a bit of football, we might actually do the same. Because I do think last couple of games, we have been drawn into the long ball a little bit. I know we've obviously got the goal at the weekend, Nuttall's goal. Obviously, it was a good cross-field pass, you know, to out wide. I think it was it Carver, or it may have been O'Malley, but I think O'Malley put the ball in, but I don't know if it went to Carver.
It was Carver held it up initially, which he did really well, actually. And then, yeah, it's O'Malley that puts the ball across.
Yeah, and things like that, you know, that's a great pass. But I think we could get drawn into sort of the long ball, you know, with two fairly big guys up front. We don't really want to see that every week. We do want to see some football. And I think other teams are showing you can get the ball out wide, get the ball into the box and score your goals that way. It doesn't have to be long ball. And I think if we do sort of go long, we've got to kind of have someone to feed off sort of the knockdowns from the two big lads up front. And I'm not quite sure we've got that at the moment. So, it's going to be an interesting game, but it's a big game for a number of reasons, really, because I think if this goes against us as well, you know, it's just got the fans back on side. Obviously, this week hasn't helped. Back at home, you know, I think fans are expecting a bit of a reaction, really. And I think if it does go the wrong way, a little bit worried, really, kind of where we're heading after that. Because I think, you know, it was the atmosphere had turned and it was starting to feel like a better place to be. And I think it could soon turn, you know, back to how it was towards the end of last season, which is obviously not what anyone wants. So, yeah, big game in more ways than one, really.
I mean, I think we need to sign some players, to be quite honest. You know, outside of one or two on the bench, there's no depth in the squad at all. And at the minute, we're running with a fully fit squad other than Hallam. So is this how we're performing with a fully fit squad? Once we get a couple of injuries to key players, we're in some serious trouble.
Well, they said there was meant to be players coming into August, didn't they?
Yeah, but that's sort of dried up, hasn't it? So,
well, you know, I think it's probably going to be towards the end, and I might be completely wrong, but generally, you know, a couple of years ago, you had to register the squads, didn't you, after sort of the end of the window. Football League clubs register the squad, or they name the players. I'm not sure if that's still the case, but if it is, I guess, you know, we'll be there to pick up the scraps, players that maybe, you know, haven't been registered, or, you know, in the squad, you know, we might be able to get them on loan or do something else with those. So it does sound like Hill's got a couple of targets in mind. I think he said last night there were definitely two that he'd been looking at and hoping to bring in. But yeah, I mean, from what they were saying, it doesn't appear that they'd be in for the weekend, and it could be sort of right at the end of the month, if not early sort of September. Obviously, we're not in the transfer window, are we? So I don't know, we can sign players after the transfer window shuts,
But
but I do
that
think we need
depth
to.
needs to be there, and it's not there. And as soon as one or two decent players get injured, and then we then scramble to sign replacements, they're probably not going to be fit. So surely it makes more sense to have the squad depth now with fit players that can just slot in case, say, Butterfield gets injured. I don't know, Feeney, Nuttall. Do you know what I mean? Because we're going to need some help to cover those gaps. And at the minute, that's honestly, it's not there.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but I think definitely we need another centre half. I know we've got kind of Cozy that could probably play there. Rowe could fill in there. And arguably, he's probably played his best games at centre back. He's not ideal. I don't think he's. I know Cox saw him as a centre back, but no one else. I mean, Hill certainly doesn't. I don't think he's not really used in there unless he's forced to. But for me, I'd be looking for a centre back, and it's a shame we didn't get Delaney. I think he would have been okay with Boyce.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
he,
But
I
he's
think,
been playing league football, hasn't he?
yeah, he's doing well. I think
He's
he's
been
been in team of the
starting.
week and starting, and that's a bit of a shame because I think he'll probably, if he was available, I think he would have had him in because I think he's someone that he obviously trusts and he knows he's capable. He'd certainly be capable at this level. But it is an area we do need to strengthen. I think they've shown already as a partnership, it's just not working at the moment. I think the Yeovil game, we kind of it was okay, wasn't it? I think they did okay, but since then, yeah, they both look a bit out of sorts. And I think the problem is it's last season we saw with Taft. I know he was injured for some of it. Potentially rush back a little bit early, things like that. But I do think again he is a very much a confidence sort of player, and I don't think he's got much. And I think a couple more defeats. I think we're going to get to the stage last season where he's just not performing at the level we need him to be. I don't want to single him out too much because there's been some poor performances from everyone in the last couple of weeks. And I would say Boyce, he's not been great either. So it is an area we do need to strengthen. I think you're right with maybe central midfield. Having said that, I do think we've got quite a lot of players, as I said earlier. Mark Billham's gone out, but you've still got Gallimore, you've still got Shrimpton. There's players that can play in there, and obviously he's put Rowe in there again last night when he's brought Whitehouse off. So I do think that's probably not going to be high up the list of priorities, even though. Maybe the players in reserve are not quite at the level of Whitehouse and Butterfield. But I think wingers, we're really short out wide.
Just on that quickly with wingers, if they're sort of playing more sort of like forward wide positions, then again it exposes the fullbacks a lot. And so we sort of touched on it, didn't we? I suppose Ali's maybe not be getting that kind of protection he would do if we were playing a solid 4-4-2, and maybe he does need that. But equally, honestly, I personally would rather see him start at the weekend just because his delivery is so good, and he's already created two goals this season. So I think taking him out would take too much away. For the sort of like relatively small uplift in defensive ability from and Clare, again, is open to debate. So it's all this fine tuning, but really this is where we are after two kind of pretty bad losses away from home, and again a loss at home this weekend we're looking pretty desperate, to be quite honest. So the manager needs to get it right, and all these sort of considerations, he's kind of got to wrestle with before the weekend, But again, as I said, for me, I would just like to see him go back to basics, to exactly what we did, how we kind of lined up against Yeovil, and I think that's probably the best way we can, expect to get something out of the game.
Well, obviously, big game at the weekend, and as I say, I think we're already seeing there's a lot's gonna ride on our home form this year, hopefully. So hopefully we can carry that on Saturday. Thank you for listening to this, and we'll see you on the next one.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.